Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck. And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
Now back to Tito's Handmade Vodka Summer Chill.
Thank you, Lando. Big day today. Happy Juneteenth to you. And if you've heard the tickers, it's Tito's Handmade Vodka Summer Chill Day. Special thanks to Colt McCoy for joining us and Matt Duchesne. And at 2:59, it's Hamteenth.
Thank you, Mino. ET's Market and Bakery and GiveMeTheVid.com brings you classically trained Monto.
Thank you, Ham. Here on Summer Chill Day, we say hello to the Hardline, who is not here. They are over there.
What's that I hear? Is that a classic music venue in
Whoa.
Dallas?
The acoustics are immaculate.
Ooh. Hey now. Hey now. Bob, Corby, Dave.
Let's go back to Summer Chill.
Bob. Corby.
Dave. Yeah, it's not a lie. We're here.
How's it looking?
Now back perfect. To Tito's Handmade Vodka Summer Chill.
It looks absolutely perfect. Our promo crew is feverishly crossing every T and dotting every I. The bartenders are setting up in here, ready to go.
How tall are they?
Not every bartender in Dallas is 7 foot tall. If that's
and yeah, Ham wants to make sure that the bartender's stocked up on Yoo-Hoos so that he has something to
look. We're getting a thumbs up on Yoo-Hoo.
Lando is on his way. He heard bar.
Lando wants you to stock up on moonshine.
I have to finish my shift, but then...
Lando just levitates.
Well, like, unfortunately, it's not open bar, Lando. It's just bar.
Can I borrow, like, $500?
Bar that is open.
I'll get you a beer tonight, Lando.
He's going to float there.
Please
like
mark
when
that.
Fred Flintstone would float to an apple pie in a windowsill.
Yeah.
That's going to be Lando to any open bar in Dallas.
His nose is leaking.
Yeah, just through the trail of the smell.
Yeah.
It's all right, Lando. You're doing good, bro.
Cheers.
Well, today is Thursday, June 19th. Today is Juneteenth, line 4.
Ah,
how
today,
about that?
Today.
The 170th day of 2025, 195 days, are left in the year. On this date in 1846, Alexander Joy Cartwright arranged a baseball game between the New York Knickerbockers and the New York Nine in Hoboken, New Jersey. This was the first baseball game to use the set of rules on which today's game is based. So Diamond Talk was formed.
What'd they do before that?
Man, if they would have just gone to six, then the Rangers would be no hit right now. Be a no hitter.
Yeah. They're not doing well.
Before today, they had home plate in left field.
A cow in right.
Exploding second base.
Second base was 10 feet off the ground. Then they're like, wait a minute. Now we have this. In 1865, Union General Gordon Granger declared slaves are free in Texas. A few months after other states. This is now the date that we declare the end of slavery, celebrated, of course, as Juneteenth.
Truly the end of racism.
I bet that's a world you'd love to live in, huh, Corbs?
He posted
actually,
it on Twitter.
Just the beginning.
Yeah, Corby put a frame around his Facebook profile photo, and so that ended racism.
Oh, yeah.
Of you and Isbell. Backstage.
Kyle Isbell.
Yeah.
The Royals.
Ah, noted Royal.
By the way,
it's all we can think of.
I texted Dave Raymond last night. I said, every time you say Isbell, it makes us think of us busting on Corby about Jason Isbell. He says, same. It's kind of disconcerting, to be honest.
Who is this?
He needs to do an Isbell and then just under his breath go, bingo.
Oh, he probably will.
So, Dave Raymond.
Cuban by the way, was doors never are open to summer chill.
I don't like busting on.
P1s are in the house.
Right.
Hello. On this date in 1910, Father's Day is celebrated for the first time.
Gentlemen.
It was in Spokane, Washington.
Cool town.
Oh, yeah, I missed this. We got to celebrate because today, completely unrelated, is World Sickle Cell Day.
How
about that?
Why?
Why
today?
Are we celebrating that?
Sick as hell?
It's is awareness, not a celebration.
No, we're not. I don't have a sickle cell foam finger on.
Again.
Let's go, sickle cell.
Wearing a road sickle cell.
Yeah.
The road gray.
I got the city connect.
Is the finger curved like a sickle cell?
Mm.
Dave.
Not a sickle.
Hey, we're trying. On this date in 1974, Royals pitcher Steve Busby throws his second career no-hitter.
Penis.
Yeah, he got this.
Cholula.com, Rangers ribs.
You know, as dudes age, they do look less and less like an athlete. But if you would have lined up like 1,000 people and said, find me the guy that threw 2 no-hitters, he might have been picked last. No offense to Buzz.
Would you have picked David Wells before him?
Maybe.
Robinson Chirinos.
There's something about that, though, that like Randy White has ruined perception of what humans look like.
Half man?
At a certain age.
And what people from Delaware sound like.
Like, I don't know if you took like a line of 75-year-olds if you could pick who was in All-Star games.
In any sport?
Okay. Like, Randy White has ruined you.
I know. I know what I would tend to lean toward, though, if it was like a basketball team. Or, like...
If show you saw 80 Kareem guys, Abdul-Jabbar at 75, he would still probably look like a basketball player.
Yeah.
So, now back to Tito's Handmade Vodka.
Okay, we'll get back
chill.
On track. Sorry about that, Lando.
We have to eliminate 7 foot.
On this date... In 1986,
either that or he'd look like a bartender.
University of Maryland basketball star Lynn Bias, the first draft pick of the Boston Celtics 2 days earlier, suffered a fatal cocaine-induced seizure.
Blaster
wasn't alive to see that.
You know, kids back then were soft with their cocaine use.
Do you think
they should have just freebased it?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that was his three dog night.
I think everybody tried to change their draft grades.
Yeah, I wonder what Jonathan Giovanni thought of that.
Scratching it out.
I'm going to say...
Can't handle his cocaine.
Jay Billis was behind himself.
Get some light out and turn that B into an F.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That can't be an A minus anymore. I mean, he died last night, so...
Well, they do the redraft?
Yes, in the redraft.
Do you think we could trade him for a second rounder?
The rights to him? Can you still trade Lynn Bias' rights?
We'd have to get House on and redraft.
In case they reanimate him.
I would love to know how a team that had just won like
a hit!
Two out of four titles got the rights to the number one pick. Right? Like in the middle of the Larry Bird run, how did you get the number one pick?
Serves them right that they drafted.
Because it's rigged.
He's no Cooper.
Because it's rigged.
God, I wonder if they're going to save it. Same thing about us.
He's no Cooper.
In the middle of our championship run, we got Cooper flagged.
On this date in 1989, Barry Switzer resigned as the head coach of Oklahoma.
Doping, raping, and shooting, I believe, were the terms used.
The hard line.
That's what he did?
No, he did not.
No, he only did two out of three of those.
Oh. Okay.
Had a few loose cannons, it appears.
That's great.
It is.
Including Buster Rhymes.
And on this date in 1999, the Dallas Stars win the Stanley Cup, edging the Buffalo Sabres 2-1 in triple overtime for a 4-2 series win
deep into the night.
What a glorious night.
Bob was there in the Papasan watching all the edging.
It's great.
Mike Keane's cigar out of his mouth.
Slower.
Dave, that was also the day that I moved out of Deep Ellum.
Really?
Section 8 housing?
Really? Why is that?
I couldn't afford it anymore.
Did you tell the girl that you were leaving?
I was like, look, lady, now I make $8 an hour.
Not afford it anymore.
Now I moved in with that broad.
I got this plan.
Poor.
What a bitch.
It's been about 8 years.
Your future wife?
Was it the landlord and kingpin?
Yeah, whatever.
Gay?
Yeah.
You're starting to pay for that milk, bro.
P1 birthday is today.
Remember they found the picture last year?
Oh, yeah.
When we talked about this?
25 years ago today, or 26?
Did I look 26 years old to you?
You had the big comma on the forehead.
Oh, man.
Hey, Davey, today is my Dirk birthday. I thought it'd be appropriate considering it's also his birthday. In addition to that, we're both foreigners that married black women. Call it honoring Juneteenth or call it destiny. My leaders are the Rant Revival cast. I would like to know what Norm has in his underwear on Juneteenth. Have a great summer chill. This from Max.
All right.
Dave, I'm sending you the E! News story of the millennium.
Okay. Ooh, Diddy and Kanye made love?
Forgot.
No.
Yes, Norm.
Guess what I have in my underwear?
I don't know, Norm. What?
You add this to this, and you don't even get an inch.
Poor Norm.
Now, Dave, be careful with this story. It could explode your computer. We're not sure.
Dear Monty, I want to wish my brother Adrian a happy Mike Allstott birthday.
Brother.
He's excited. He gets to celebrate Juneteenth on his birthday every year. Davey is his leader. In honor of Dirk, he would like to hear some Dirk drops. Thank you for what you do to your bodies. Thank you from Gabriel.
Good dude. Good dude.
Dude. I'm a day late. Happy 13th birthday to my son, Briggs Forrester. His leaders are the Hardline and Mavs postgame. He heard the helpline last week, and he has been listening way before the Davey recommendation of PG-13. It's just parent regulation, drop request, let's bunt, or Norm's underwear. Thanks from Brandon.
Da-da-da. Let's bunt. Then lay it down and haul ass to first base.
There you go. You think when Bob Dylan played here a handful of years ago that he thought that there would be a guy that would upstage him with a cover of David Bowie's Let's Dance called Let's Bunt?
Yes, I do. He knew. He could feel it. His plums. And hello to my holy roller leader, Justin Monty, Texas Fats Montemayor. May I please wish a good P1 and huge Horn Frog fan Matt Brasino the happiest of P1 birthdays today.
I want to
L4G and Monty are my leaders. May I please hear She's a Bitch. Sarah, that's the most callous response from your part-time lover. Hey, Dill, from Jason Helm.
Ah, the great Jason Helm.
Birthdays today. Patrick Surtain Sr. is 49.
Surtain.
Yeehaw.
Turning 47 today, a man who did not like to talk about moving into Groobs' house, Dirk Nowitzki.
The Goats.
47?
Yeah, bro.
She's a bitch.
Can't you just set him up in the corner?
Just right now.
Let him shoot five threes a game? I don't remember if you saw the last year of his career, but he had a real hard time moving up and down the floor.
Well, just park him in the corner and don't let him cross.
And then you play 4-on-5 on defense?
Yes.
Let me get Luka back?
We have been for like 7 years, Monty.
Too soon, man.
You have to die for a loose ball.
You going to take that, Dallas?
Rashard Mendenhall is 38, writer on Ballers. Jacob DeGrom, 37.
Already?
Indeed.
We got a rally going here.
Rangers. Like Jordan Poole, who got punched by Draymond, is 26.
Ooh.
Benedict Mathurin, 23.
Ooh. Needs a big game tonight, old Ben.
Nice bounce back.
Turning 77 today, Felicia Rashad. I wonder if she knew what was going on in that set.
I guarantee you, they talked about how weird he was. Maybe not knowing the full rapey thing, but they knew that he was really...
Oh, yeah, they knew.
She definitely never let her drink out.
Yeah, no thanks, Bill. I'm not thirsty.
Yeah.
I'll get my own coffee. Thanks,
I'm
Bill.
I'm still not thirsty.
No, my headache went away, Bill.
I'm perfectly fine.
Thanks.
I'm perfectly fine. You're a sweetheart. Ann Wilson, 75.
Heart. I believe she rode the Panther.
His name's John Hart. He's the Rangers GM.
Right,
when the Rangers started losing, you couldn't find
Paula
him.
Paula Abdul,
she's the big one,
is 63. Got interviewed by Borat.
Paul,
she's still doing American Idol?
I think she got out of that game a long time ago.
Well, there was a time, though.
Forever you girl.
Ooh, Ham, Laura Ingram, 62.
Oh, Ham.
That's all Ham talks about is how hot Laura Ingram is.
Like, dude, you catch the Ingram angle last night?
The Nazis. She's so sharp. She's always on point.
Dude, she was bringing it. Brian Head Welch is 55.
Corn.
Of corn.
Boom. Boom.
Whoa. Turning 49 today, Ryan Hurst.
You know who opened for them? Bull.
Huh. He played Opie in Sons of Anarchy.
I got to find that text that
and Gary Bertier
when Marjorie Taylor Greene was on with Laura Ingram, and he was like, "Bro, let's just pull all the cuts."
All the what?
Cuts.
What?
Cuts.
Zoe Saldana, 47.
Hot. Who else says Saldana? Forever.
Mario Duplantier, 44. Drummer of Gojira.
Greatness.
Macklemore, 42.
Oh.
Doctor of Defense.
Ooh, it says here, sucks ass. And Paul Dano, 41.
I think he doth protest Riddler too much, don't you?
Yeah, I love him.
The
he's so good.
Macklemore.
There will be blood. Paul so Dano good. Was great at that.
No. We had someone else claim that title.
We sure did.
Born on this day, now dead, Mo Howard. He was a stooge.
What year was that? Oh, not death, that's birth.
He was born in 1897.
God. Golly.
Yeah.
Born
the
same
funniest
now
guy born in the 1800s?
Ooh.
No, not at all.
When was Curly born?
Yeah, Curly was funnier, and Curly liked animals.
Funniest guy born in the 1800s.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that.
See what Google says.
I'll do the ramp on
it. Take us a while to work through that.
Nancy Marchand.
You may be more familiar with his son, Short Curly.
Nancy Marchand, born the same now dead. That
was the Sopranos.
Yeah, Tony's mom. Born the same now dead, Luke Garrick.
Most annoying character ever.
You're four. Not far.
And Born Stay Now Dead, Oscar Tavares.
Three.
O-T. Suck it up, Newberg.
O-T.
Dead on this day, still
Twitter
dead.
That was
the best.
Three.
Coco the Gorilla. James Gandolfini.
Damn.
Died on his mom's birthday. And
my
Dead
eye,
on this day, still dead. In 2021, Champ Biden.
Two.
The Biden family
the
dog.
Doggy.
And you're done.
The one that everybody
loves. It's not where he bit everyone.
Shut it down.
Sure. Now back to Tito's Handmade Vodka.
Actually,
chill.
Lando, we're going to come back in just a second.
Bye, Justin.
Bye, Paul. I'm casting live from the TXC Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC.
Or maybe
this
I will.
Is Sports
go.
Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound.
A Cumulus station.